This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The trial of Saddam Hussein and his seven co-defendants resumed briefly in Baghdad today. Prosecutors presented the first witness testimony. Then the proceedings were adjourned until next month so the defense can find replacements for two lawyers who were killed after the trial first opened last month. The accused are charged with the 1982 massacre of more than 140 Shiite Muslims following an assassination attempt against Saddam. NPR's Peter Kenyon is following the proceedings and joins me from Baghdad. And now that the trial has shifted into the testimony phase, what are Iraqis hearing?
Well, Renee, at least one question's been answered. This first witness will not be cross-examined because he's dead. A former senior intelligence officer under Saddam, a man named Wada al-Sheikh, had his testimony taken by videotape in a prison hospital during a break in the trial. He died of cancer 4 days after testifying, and that video was the first testimony played in the courtroom today. The witness implicated Saddam only indirectly, saying he'd heard that Saddam issued an order declaring that any villager in Dujail, that's where this assassination attempt had occurred in 1982, any villager there suspected of having weapons should be arrested and jailed. Now, in rural Iraq, that covers virtually every farmhouse, has its own gun, so vast numbers of families were taken, men, women, elderly, and children. But the bulk of this testimony implicated another defendant, Barzan Ibrahim al-Takridi, and that makes sense because he was the head of the Mukhabarat, the intelligence service, and would have been speaking more directly to this witness. He said Barzan ordered mass killings and testified about villagers being killed in a farmhouse and in orchards. He also implicated Taha Yassin Ramadan as far as destroying village farmland.
And how has Saddam reacted both to this testimony and also just generally to being in court again?
To the former, very little reaction, not much visible reaction anyway or audible to the testimony itself. He did lodge some complaints early on, saying he was forced to walk up four flights of stairs in handcuffs because the elevator wasn't working this morning just to get into the courtroom. He chided the presiding judge, Risgar Mohammed Amin, saying he is the authority. He should order the Americans, these occupiers, as he put it, to stop treating him this way. He said, "You're the Iraqi. You have sovereign authority here." And that, of course, is a far cry from his much more dismissive tone that he took last month about the authority of this court.
And the defense is now being supported by former U.S. Attorney General Ramsey Clark. What do they want from the court?
Well, quite a number of possible motions have been discussed. So far, Ramsey Clark and a former Qatari justice minister have been added to the defense team, and the judge was told that both would like to address the court. He said he'd deal with that request later. At least six defense lawyers did not show up. They're worried about their safety. But in general, the defense wants, A, to have more time to make its case. B, they still challenge the authority of this court to try a man who still claims to be president of Iraq. And C, they may still try to have the trial moved.
And ordinary Iraqis, what do they think of this trial so far?
It's a high level of interest. An NPR stringer in Basra, in the largely Shiite south of the country, reports nearly empty streets there as residents watch the trial unfold. There's been a number of demonstrations, but most people are intensely interested in seeing, A, what will happen to Saddam, and B, how does this court behave?
Well, Peter, in other news from Iraq, what is the latest on the possible kidnapping of four Westerners, and that includes one American?
Here's where it stands. Canadian officials say four aid workers were kidnapped, two of them Canadians. The U.S. Embassy now confirms one American is missing. They're still investigating whether it's a kidnapping. And the British Embassy is also investigating the disappearance of one British citizen, possibly a 74-year-old peace activist, according to his family, who says he's gone missing.
NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting on the trial of Saddam Hussein, which has gotten underway again in Baghdad.